Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. How we doing? Take Good. Two.
Take two. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm not Good. Offended or anything.
Good. Yeah, my kitty tried to end our session tonight, so he's yeah. offended, apparently.
And apologies, I listened back to a little bit of our last recording, and I was very muffly, so... Stick with us, America and beyond, because I'm going to get a fancy mic and all that good stuff. So hopefully it'll sound better next time. But
yeah.
I need an adapter or something. And then I'm going to be like fancy pants with a, you know, microphone. Do I have to have headphones? Do you have to have headphones too?
I don't know, Gia. I have my little earbud things in. You know, okay. I guess you can try that too. We'll see.
We'll see. But, well, anyway, we're turning into professionals at this
Yeah, it's taken us almost, I guess, just about a year, really, almost.
Have we been doing this a year? Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it was maybe like August 23rd, I think, around
we've
there
like,
was our
we've
first.
Stuck with this better than anything else ever.
Ever.
Really. Ever.
Know. Well,
I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not, but.
I don't know either. I don't know either, Gia, but,
whatever.
You know, here we are.
Yeah, cool. Well, we'll have to have a little party on our
Ooh, maybe then we could have Cosmos, throw back a few Cosmos.
The Cosmos that we never had. Okay.
Yeah, I think I have almost all the ingredients still.
All right, cool. Okay, we'll do it. We'll have turn our cameras on for that, though.
Oh, God. Actually, you know what I would love to do someday? I don't think you watch Seth Meyers' late night show.
No, but that's too late for me.
Well, I usually watch it when it's on Hulu, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah,
whenever
yeah.
But he has this segment once in a while where he goes day drinking with another celebrity, and
that's fun.
That's my fantasy. If he would invite us on to go day drinking with him, that would be so much fun.
That would be fun. Like, they actually do it. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Just like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You can watch some of the old ones, probably on Hulu or YouTube. They're really funny.
All right.
So cool. That's if we ever are like deathly ill and we can sort of join the Make-A-Wish, you know, foundation, that would be one of my wishes.
That would be the wish. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
I would go for the pony still.
Okay. Well, but hopefully we'll both be deathly ill so we can get both of those.
Yeah. Things. Yeah. That's coming for all of us. So.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about General Hospital at
Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah. Can we start with Friday?
Sure.
I know it may not be super fresh in your mind.
I remember thinking, it's a pretty dull Friday.
It wasn't really, it didn't feel like much of a Friday, especially when we had all that intensity, you know, in the days leading up to Friday.
I remember there was an annoying scene with Alexis and...
Yes, there was.
Finn's father, who I know I'm like crotchety, but I'm taking a strong dislike to him.
Yeah, me too. I don't think he's given us any reason to like him. He seems sort of humorless and pompous.
Very and, smug and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a dick.
I don't know. I'm not liking this portrayal of a professor. Like, I had lots of professors that I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is kind of the stereotype of the...
Yeah.
The ivory tower.
Exactly.
Smug,
right, nonsense. Right. Yeah, and I was thinking, like, there was that scene sort of paralleling the scene with Britt and Cody, and it seemed like in both of those scenes, somehow the men seem to think they know better than the women, you know,
Cody, like, what universe should Britt be even speaking to him anymore?
Yeah.
Like, she should have a restraining order out against him, honestly.
Yeah, and by sort of caving, she sort of makes it seem like he did know better, you know, all those times she was saying no, you know.
I don't know. Is it like a throwback to old style romances where they just, you know, he keeps romancing her? Like seriously, that little passport thing is going to win Brit over?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was annoyed. I'm annoyed at this writing. Very annoyed.
I know. I think annoyed isn't strong enough a word, you know. I just felt sort of offensive.
Are you offended? Are you offended?
I'm more cat. Offended than my cat at our
you
podcast.
You said when we before we were cut off by your cat. What did you say? It was perfect. You said cats wake up offended.
Yeah.
And they do. They really do. Usually because you've just hit them with your foot or something.
Yeah. But I was thinking that one of the problems with those particular storylines is they're nowhere close to being as interesting as the other storylines that we're following, you know? So when they shift, it's like, it's just sucks, you know?
Like, yeah. And the, not to skip off of Friday, but today's, the progress or, you know, so-called mm-hmm. progress on the Cody mm-hmm. storyline, the complication Ugh. Now with Spinelli mm-hmm. and that's just like adding more crap to an already absolute crap story.
Yeah. And I don't see Spinelli doing what Cody's explained, you know. I don't see Spinelli like what would be the result of that, you know? You send people off like to meet people that don't even know they're part of this scenario. It just all seems ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous. It doesn't seem in keeping with Spinelli's character, like I don't know, and it's hogwash. And why are Sam and Maxie invested in defending Cody or not defending, but sort of saying, yeah, he's a nice guy. It's like, you wouldn't normally think that based on what you've seen of this guy.
Yeah. It all feels none of it's ringing true. Right.
Yeah. Because there've been nothing but red flags about the guy.
Yeah. It's just bullshit. Britt should trust her gut, really.
And I don't like his t-shirt on him. I don't like how tight the sleeves are. I think they think that's attractive, but
he's not
better fitting t-shirt.
Yeah. Let's just keep going. I feel like also like he shifts like the type of guy he is. Like he's like a dude or a bro. And then he acts like he's like some sensitive poet kind of guy. And he's just full of shit.
Yeah, and I think they thought it would be sort of a lighthearted rom-com kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm more offended, like you, I guess. I'm more like, we're wearing Britt down with this. We're dumbing her down. We're wearing her down.
She deserves much better than that. And she deserves, I mean, like, nobody is better than that guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. The way you said that, I was like, what? Now I see what you're saying. Nobody, you know? Being with nobody would be better than being with them. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. That's another thing that's sort of offensive, that like everybody seems to be buying into this idea that they all need to be matched up, you know?
Well, yeah, it's a soap opera. but yes, that's true. Do we have examples of just happy single people that aren't always trying to mate with someone?
I don't know.
Everybody's in a state of either in a relationship or finding a relationship or leaving a relationship.
So not too many examples of that, but that doesn't mean they couldn't realistic. Try something new.
They could. You know? I think they should try it with Ava.
Yeah. Ava thinks they should try it with Ava.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, she's too passionate a character to be alone forever. But mm-hmm. anyway, okay, what else did you want to say about Friday? Because I don't really remember what else happened.
Okay, well, I believe Friday's episode opened with Chase floating in the pool.
Oh, yeah, Chase in the little floaty thing.
Was that deliberate, you think, to make him look silly? Or do they not have like...
He did look silly. But in a cute way, I'm okay with that rom-commy sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Although there was a point, and I guess it was today in today's episode, where Brooklyn and Chase are doing their little game again. And it's like,
didn't we settle that already?
I, what are they even trying to avoid at this point? I don't know.
But yeah, that was very, that was a very tedious thing. The thing with Link.
Yeah.
And Link was like, you talk about people not hitting their lines.
Exactly. He kind of like, if he
half sentences at a time and then checking the next key card.
If he hits a line, it's completely by accident.
Did you like his little booties? He had like booties or something.
These people look so weird, like in that pool setting when they're not like in shorts or a bathing suit, you know? It's just weird.
It's all weird,
It's all weird, Yeah,
that storyline, But I don't know. I just love Chase. So if he wants to, I should have had him in like a little, one of those unicorn floaty things. They referred to him on this one Facebook thing as Nakey Chase. Nakey Chase again.
Yeah. And,
but nobody complains.
Nobody complains. No, yeah, you're right. Chase is, he's a good guy. We have no problem seeing him, but I do think he also deserves sort of a better storyline. He and Brooklyn. They're both good characters.
The dance with Brooklyn needs to like move along.
Yeah, because it almost feels like the chemistry is going to evaporate soon.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Like, because here she is again denying feelings for him. Like, you know, Link said that, you know, that's like not true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just tiresome. There was a lot of tiresome stuff the past couple
years. Yes, and really especially when we were so, like, the momentum was really carrying us along last week, and then boom.
Yeah, okay, so that was Friday. I keep trying to jump to today, but so you keep directing me on Friday. Keep me on track.
No, I think, well, like you said, the Alexis, what's his name thing, that was awful.
What is his name?
Let's call him, like, just Professor Dick. I don't know. What the hell is his name?
Gregory. Gregory?
That's his real name. Maybe he's too simple to be able to remember another name. So he is just Gregory.
Simpleton. Professor Gregory Simpleton. tenured. I don't know. I thought it was Gregory. Maybe not. Maybe
it could be. It could be. But
that's his real name. How do you know his real name?
Well, his real name is like Gregory Harrison. He was like, he did have some regular parts in other shows, but I don't know if I ever watched any of them.
What happened to the ex-wife, the, what's her name from, NYPD?
Jackie? What's
Jackie?
Her name?
Yeah. Whatever happened to Jackie?
I don't remember.
I think they thought that bringing her on would kind of like make waves and be this very exciting thing. And I think it sort of fell flat.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there already are like strong, sassy women, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think they just thought the cachet of somebody that's like left the soap world and jumped into regular TV world and then come back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it. Maybe I'm implying like some sort of status to getting off of soap, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do think that's what people seem to think, if you can use it as just a springboard to something else,
stepping
you
stone.
Know?
Yep.
But as we've said before, some of our beloved characters have been doing the soaps for decades, you know?
And yeah, they're the pros.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that, you know?
Yeah, that's, I'd prefer them, to be the long time war horses of the soaps.
Mm-hmm. Like Laura, I mean, better. Yeah.
Meemaw. there was a super bright spot today. I don't know if
okay.
we can get to today yet.
Go ahead.
Christina's back.
Yes. I knew you'd be excited about that. And that was a pretty nice moment with her and Sonny.
That was very sweet. And, they sort of really, like, I believe that he's her actual father because...
Like Joss and Carly,
Yeah, their personalities really sync up. Now, she, I noticed, was on the opening credits. Has she been on them all along?
No, I think that usually the people they show in the opening credits now are the people who are going to be on that episode. I don't think
seriously?
That was always the... I don't think that was always the case, because that's what I assumed in the beginning when they switched to this sort of montage, but it didn't seem like it was the case. But now it seems like maybe it is. I could be wrong.
I thought maybe that meant that she'd gotten a contract and was going to be a regular now or something.
Well, maybe she has. Hopefully it won't be just like, well, she's the manager now, right? So maybe that means she will be a regular.
We haven't seen Phyllis in forever.
No. And if Christina's the manager, what the hell is Phyllis? Just the owner who need to be there?
I don't know.
Because Phyllis is an interesting character, too. And I think we've talked about how it would be nice to see Christina and Phyllis really get into some conversations, you know?
Yeah, bring back Phyllis. I'd kind of forgotten about her. Yeah. But yeah, I was very happy to see Christina. I wondered if they were teasing at another, like, lesbian love story there because she brought up the Parker thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to Sunny, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about that. And I thought, okay, maybe they're hinting at some other... Mm-hmm. Love life thing for her.
Maybe.
I don't know who would be her suitor at this point, but
yeah, who's good enough anyway. For Christina?
Nobody. Ava.
Yeah, that's that's true.
Wait a minute. We couldn't have Harmony and Alexis, but Ava and Gina.
Oh,
now those two could run the world.
Wow. Yeah. That would be a power couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Although Ava, I think, still like longs for her missing Kiki, you know, so it might like sort of be like a weird sort of replacement of like a daughter figure.
I mean, why did you have to make it weird?
Sorry, I realize it wasn't weird at all before.
It wasn't. It was like powerful and exciting, but now you've gone and like done some weird incestuous kind of like creepy pedophile incestuous.
I'm just saying what other people in Port Charles would say.
Would they?
I think they might, because well, you know, there's so many people who still don't like Ava.
I don't know why at this point.
I mean, you know, I don't either. Years. And I think back to how much I hated her. And I mean, hats off to hospital for converting
reforming.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like wizardry.
Did I hate her?
No, I don't know if you... I don't think you ever did nearly as much as I did. You might have, you know, thought she made some, like, bad decisions, but...
Bad choices. I've always admired the strong women, even if they're mobster women, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you like the present, speaking of, well, that, not really mobsters, but that Liesl gave Nina?
Oh, yeah. That was perfect. Yeah.
That was perfect.
Mary Carey letter opener night. Yeah. It was so Liesl. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And I loved her sort of advice and, Yeah, it's so Liesl. Both Liesl and Ava kind of speak these truths that other people think, but they don't say.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that's you stole her husband, and now, you know, now go ahead and enjoy him. And I thought that Nina looked very nice today. Also, not that she doesn't always look nice, but I felt like hair and makeup did an extra good job today. Did her hair get a little blonder or something?
Maybe a little fluffier, too.
Or maybe a little fluffier.
Yeah. Although she was still talking like her stupid crap about, you know, buying the MetroCorp to give back to Carly, blah, blah, blah. I know it was just like sort of recapping stuff, you know. But
yeah.
Do you think
she should be admitting that she never actually meant for Carly to take it, or?
Or at least stop saying that that was her intention. You know, it seems like it was, you know, I think she had her own agenda, regardless of the outcome. You know, it wasn't just like a pure.
But she's so like wrapped up in her own bullshit.
Yeah.
She probably believes.
Yeah.
You're
right.
That
That's probably
true. Myself.
You get wrapped up in your own bullshit.
Yeah. Or I'll be like telling myself that I'm doing this because I want some, you know, this for somebody else or whatever, you know, when fully knowing that it's something that benefits me or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, but you kind of like, well, you just trick yourself or something.
Yeah. Or you sort of justify things because you figure, well, everybody wins, you know, so there's no harm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Justifying things.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, totally different topic. I wanted to tell you, we've been watching The Orville that you recommend.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. And?
And I like it. Of course, I came around.
Good.
I thought it was going to be a mockery of Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
But it is really, actually follows a lot of the, what is it, traditions or tropes or themes.
Maybe, yeah, the conventions, sort of.
That's the word. Yes, of the sort of Star Trek genre, like big moral dilemmas and, you know, and like exploring questions that we have about our current world through these, like, you know, meeting new civilizations.
Right, right.
But with a sort of modern sensibility and the humor and
it was pretty
over the top humor in the first one, but then they settled.
Yeah. So are you in the second season now, or where are you?
I don't know. I think we might still be in the first season.
Okay. Because I saw a headline recently, and I was kind of hoping that you would give it another try, because the headline, or it was some sort of like a review of The Orville, and it said, The Orville out Star Trek's Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
So that must be referring to something that's happening in the current season.
All right. I don't know how many seasons there are. I'll check when I watch tonight.
They're in the third season, I think, now.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's actually almost reverent, you know, like, I thought it was going to be a spoof of.
Right, because that's kind of what Seth MacFarlane is known for, being completely irreverent, like, to the point where it's like, you know, almost a little jaw-droppingly irreverent sometimes, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes the humor is like, I mean, it gets gross at times or whatever, but but no, it's good. It's good.
So. Good. Okay.
Well, thank you. Nice recommendation.
Oh, well, I'm glad it worked out, Gia. Thanks for giving it another try.
Yeah. A new show. Look at me watching a new show.
Yeah. That wasn't filmed like 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm still enjoying Hill Street Blues on the side.
Oh, sure you are. Sure you are, dear. Okay.
okay, back to General Hospital.
Yeah, speaking of cops now.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Sam and Dante, their whole, like, whatever's happening in her mind right now is causing her to, like, not create the appropriate facial expressions. You know,
okay. Not pleasing to the eye. Is that what?
Well, it's just like when whoever was grilling her, if, I don't know if it was Maxie or Spinelli, Maxie. You know, everybody, she's having the same conversation with all these people now, like telling them that Dante, you know, and like, she's, I don't know. She just looks like either like pissed off or like fed up, you know? And it's like, who is this Sam, you know? Right now, because she's not the Sam that we've been seeing for the last,
and again, I think it's bad writing, because like you pointed out before, that relationship looked to me way more Sam being the over the head over heels in love with Dante kind of thing, and you would think it would be Dante being the one with reservations about taking the next step or whatever. I'm so sick of the whole like blended family. If he wants to blend families, is that the term they use?
It is. Yeah.
I know that lots of people, I know that the, like, most of the world is blended families, but
I think that's sort of a nice way of putting something that's really pretty messy.
Yeah, like, let's throw all these kids together and assume that we're not, you know, tossing their world upside down.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, whatever, but I'm like from a super old-fashioned whatever family, so what do I know?
Yeah, me too, turns out.
We
both had very similar upbringings, I think.
Did we?
Oh, God.
I don't know if we did, really.
Well, I just mean in the sense that our parents stayed together.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Throughout. Yeah. They put us first.
It had to be a chore. You know, that had to be a chore.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
When you like the, I don't mean particularly your parents and my parents or anything, but just in particular, like, it's a long row to hoe, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, sure it is. Just ask Rory. How is Rory?
He's okay. I don't know, he's out there probably listening to some other podcast or something.
Yeah. One of the other General Hospital podcasts. Yeah. Does he go on drives and then does he come home with like earbuds still sticking in his
mouth? Yeah, the smell of some other podcast covering him.
Oh dear.
Other middle-aged ladies that joke about. No, I don't think so. Sometimes he listens when I'm listening to us back to see how we sound.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He claims that he thinks we're funny. I don't know. He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. I think you both got lucky there, you know.
Oh, I guess so. Well, but anyway, yeah, I know it's a soap opera and I know it's not reality, mm-hmm. but I feel sympathy for these children who are thrown into they get along so great. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah. These
frazzled grownups that don't know what they're doing should stop blending families at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, yeah. There should be a little more of an evolution.
Just go sleep together somewhere else and then go home and raise your children.
Yeah, is that what it is? They just don't want to spring for a hotel room or something?
Is that maybe what it is? On Hill Street Blues.
yes.
Willow and his wife are constantly still getting hotel rooms. Like, that's like a thing with them.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, maybe that's the way it should be. They never lose the romance.
Right. Uh-huh. Because they've paid for the room, so they're going to make it count.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Make it worth it. Yeah. Hmm. Tell you, the last hotel room that the old man and I stayed at had, like, this nasty ball of hair in the corner of one of the chairs in the room.
Nice. Nice, yeah. Gia.
We were traveling, you know.
Sure. Many people are when they stay in a hotel.
Captain Obvious.
It took me a minute to think of that. It's like, huh. Yeah, you know what?
I was just trying to clarify that it wasn't like a sexy time Hill Street Blues thing. But we stayed there, but I was about to sit in the chair and he was like, no.
Did he tackle you?
No, but I like stopped him, you know, like,
and we actually went some sort of weird role playing you guys do.
It was already pretty late, you know, and it was like, well, it's really not worth going up to the, you know, trying to get our money back and going down the road to another hotel. And we had the cat with us, you know, and so we're in this disgusting hotel room and she's exploring everywhere and then like walking all over my face with her paws.
Oh, boy.
I know.
So, was that before or after the pink eye? And the rash that's all over your body. Wait a minute, Gia.
No, this is like last summer. I don't remember the last trip. Sometime. I don't know. Well, there's so many things. I'm just like, I'm trying to no longer ingest or put any like medications anywhere near me. I kind of turned on the plant world as well.
Wow, you think you know somebody and then overnight, a week, I guess.
I'm looking at them, but I'm just like, I'm just going to admire them for a while from afar.
You've been burned.
Like, once it cools down and I can put on a full like hazmat suit, I'll go 10 miles.
Okay.
Man, that one really got me. So,
yeah.
I'm nervous.
Sure, you should be. You should be, Gia.
General Hospital. Okay. So anyway, I was disappointed in our last couple episodes. I felt like you had some good stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I do like this new thing they have, this penchant they seem to have for cars.
You can't just throw in a word like that. Even talking about huge balls of hair.
I can
Who
no
are you? Who like, is Gia?
The Paul Joel. Pension? Is it a pension?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could say Paul Joel. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. I like the out in the natural light car scenes. Because there's never anything going on when somebody's getting in a car to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's baby time.
Yeah, and and Michael is starting to seem like sort of just a thug, a young thug, a wannabe thug. I'm not sure. He's not super convincing as a thug, but he does say some of the right things.
He's pretty thuggy, yeah.
I guess he has absorbed some of what Sonny has taught him inadvertently.
You know, it would be a cool way to have that scene go. I think I've got some sort of theme on my brain. Okay. But if the Dex character suddenly like reached over and put his hand on Michael's thigh and sort of like made him move on him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he recorded it and like so then he'd be like blackmailing Ooh. Michael.
Oh, interesting.
Like double crossing Michael and Sonny. Like if he just turned into an uber bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Working for like Cyrus or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. There was a Bond movie.
You're bringing back all your favorites, aren't you?
Yeah.
Checking them all off.
Which Bond movie? Was it Casino? Was it the first one with Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig. Okay.
Anyway, one of the bad guys, he was a super great bad guy, and I wish I could think of his name. But anyway, there was this sort of like homosexual slant to his interrogation of Bond. Do you remember that one? Ooh. Did you see
No, I never saw it, no. Even though I know that...
Your life is so empty.
As if I didn't know that. Why do you think I have a bag of candy in my mini fridge?
But anyway, for some reason that and Bond Daniel Craig like kind of gives it right back to him, like verbally, and it I don't know why, but it took it to this level of malevolence that couldn't have been achieved otherwise. And I'd like to see that with this Dex and Michael.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a pretty tall order considering I'm not sure he's got the chops for something like that. I was looking at
Dex
his eyebrows.
You did? Okay. And?
I finally remembered to study the eyebrows and I'm thinking maybe they were sculpted to kind of do the acting for him.
Okay. No, do they look a little done? Don't they?
Kind of. They definitely look like, you know.
Am I just hanging with the wrong guys?
I don't know. Yeah, not quite. He doesn't have quite a furrowed brow, but he definitely looks like he's sort of intent on something, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I find something chilling about the back of his neck as well. I think he's a good, creepy bad guy.
I guess he is. And he sort of seems like a sort of accidentally creepy bad guy because he started out seeming kind of like another simpleton. Like maybe his real name is also Dex.
Yeah. I also didn't like they had a moment with him and Christina. And I thought, oh, are we going to set something up in Christina now too?
I know. Yeah. Don't touch Christina.
I feel like they were toying with and Joss and
I don't want him anywhere near any of our girls.
Yeah. He's a little poisonous. Any of our girls. Okay. Oh, the other scene that I enjoyed, which is no surprise to you probably, is Willow and Ava.
Yeah. I did too. Yeah. I kind of liked when Willow threw herself in Ava's arms and I was really hoping she was going to sort of say something. I don't know. I mean, Ava's got enough of a radar that she knows something's off with Willow, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Ava, like, you know, cleverly asking to see if anybody was in the morgue and, you know, that was some of her, you know. And when she called Nicholas to report on that, you know. Yeah. Very funny. Dear. She's got good, like, comic chops, I think.
She really does, yeah. In a way, she's a little bit wasted, you know, on.
Yeah. Yeah. She could like be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. But yeah. Oh, and Michael was a total dickhead when he comes up.
Total dickhead. You knew he was going to be. And I'm glad. I mean, Willow's pretty good about like setting the record straight, you know, not letting him just like be a dick, you know.
Yeah. So, but at some point, it's going to be like, now, why am I with this guy again?
Yeah. And then maybe she'll go to Christina.
Willow and Christina.
Would you be all right with that? That would make kind of sense, right? It would be like Harmony to Willow.
Yeah, that would be
Alexis to Christina.
We've got like a whole like gay theme going on today. I don't know what's happening here.
I don't either, Gia.
Well, I think part of what's happening is the men are being disappointing, the characters.
Super. Yeah, they really are. They are being
Except for like, we didn't see much of them, but Dante.
Yeah.
And I am enjoying Nicholas a little more, like you said.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if we could pick the men that we wanted to have, like, good scenes, good storylines.
Valentine.
Yeah, it would be Valentine, Dante, Chase.
Even Sonny, you know. Sonny's just Sonny. That's like.
Yeah. He's all over the place, it seems like, these days.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You know?
Anyway. Yeah. Kind of disappointing for a few days, but they'll get better, I'm sure. We won't give up on them.
No, not yet.
We haven't talked about the sad development today that you probably heard about Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John, I know.
That was sad. I didn't even know she was ill, I guess.
She had been, hadn't she, I thought on and off for quite a long time.
Once I read about it, I was like, oh, I hadn't really been following her world. That's a chunk of our childhood.
It sure is. Yeah, that's right.
There's these various people that, like, I thought Tom Petty would be around for my entire lifetime, pretty much. I'm increasingly saddened by his absence.
Yeah, right.
He used to come on MTV and I'd call my mom and I'd say, that's who I'm going to marry.
And did she just hang up?
No. I mean, this was in person. I'd make
in
her
person,
come
in. Is, you'd in, call in her into the room.
Say, mom, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, swap me. Oh, Lauren. Oh. No, it never happened, obviously.
No. No. I'm sorry, Gia, but you did all right.
I did all right, but I think there was untapped, there was just a lot more in him left to come. And
Yeah, and actually I just saw also somebody was mentioning Jeff Porcaro. It was like the 30th anniversary of his death or something, and he was very young when he died, and he was an awesome drummer.
Oh, who was he with? I didn't know.
Well, he was with Toto, but he also, like, he did drums on some Boz Scaggs. He was like a sessions kind of drummer guy. So he was Peter Frampton was the one who sort of was lamenting that he had died way too young.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so many, of course, so many. And by, you know, old day standards, Tom Petty was not that young or anything. But it's just people I kind of take for granted, like, oh, yeah, another Tom Petty song or whatever. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, there's a wealth of material of his. And like, what a creative guy. Like, Anyway.
He was funny, too. He was funny.
Yeah, he used to, he was friends with, what's his name? Those little time he would go on, what's his name's show?
Howard Stern?
No.
Oh, it's one of the late night.
Another comic who's also gone now. Billy Crystal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's who I'm thinking of. Anyway, he was funny.
I don't think he's dead.
Oh no, not Billy Crystal, but I'll think of it next time.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, I'm just drifting now. I didn't have
Yeah, that's okay, Gia. That's all right.
I'm going to go have some dinner.
Okay. I'll probably have some chocolate.
Okay, well, I hope this recorded a little better. I apologize if my sound is bad, but we'll get her sorted for next time.
Yeah, we'll.
And thanks for you t-shirt people that have written in with all your nice words. That was very, very encouraging.
It really is. Yeah. And Heather, one of our t-shirt people, wanted us to give some sort of background information about how we got together to do this. So maybe we can cover that next time.
All right. We'll come up with some BS.
Yeah. We'll get our stories straight.
Yeah. Okay. Keisha, you have a lovely evening, and I'm going to go watch Orville.
Okay. Best to Rory.
Okay.
Okay.
Say hi to Barney.
All right, I will. Bye.